a question from Raj Parikshit Prabhu. It is said that the ghastly forms of the gods like Kali are meant to attract people who are in the mode of ignorance. But then we see that the form of Narasimhadev is also quite ghastly. So what kind of people are attracted to Narasimhadev? Answer: Narasimhadev is himself the Supreme Lord. He is Vishnu Tattva. And the important point to recognize is that not all the manifestations of Narasimhadev are ghastly. That means there are, for example, there are various poses in which Lord Narasimhadev is worshipped. So there is Yoga Narasimha, where Lord Narasimhadev is sitting in Yogasana. There is Lakshmi Narasimha, where Lord Narasimhadev is actually having Lakshmi Devi sitting on her lap. And then there is the Lakshmi Narasimha Karambala Sutra, which invokes that form of the Lord. So the point is that the Narasimhadev who is worshipped, he is himself transcendental, and he is worshipped by people who are aspiring for transcendence. But it is not limited to that kind of worship. That means there are different kinds of people. Whoever may choose, they can worship him. So now when we say that like the ghastly form is meant to attract people who are in the mode of ignorance or those who like violence. So we have in the Bhagavatam the verse, akamah sarvakamo va moksha kamo udagrahiti vrena bhakti yogena yat purusham param, that whether one has desires or one has no desires, one can still worship the Supreme Lord intensely. And this verse comes after a series of verses which describe that for getting this you should worship this devata, for getting that you should worship that devata, for getting that you should worship that devata. But then afterward the Bhagavatam said that actually whatever desire one has, one can worship the Supreme Lord, and that's the best thing to do. So like that means we shouldn't think that Krishna's worship in any form, even Narasimha form, is restricted to those who are in transcendence. Yes, those who are aspiring for transcendence, those who are in goodness, they will worship Krishna Vishnu, but that does not mean only they have to worship. Others, if they are somehow fortunate enough to become attracted to Krishna, to a Krishna, Vishnu or any of his forms, then that is wonderful. So for example, we have Lord Ram and we have his worshippers like Guha, or who was definitely, the way he was living was not in goodness. So even he was attracted, although he was practically outcast from the point of view of Varanashram. So there is this categorization that according to inclination, there are different devatas that can be worshipped. But if somehow one can become attracted to the Supreme Lord, then one can worship him from whichever mode one is in. So there may be people who like violence and they like the violent form of Narasimhadev and they become attracted to him. But as Sridhar Swami's famous verse is there, Anugraha Api Ugra Evam. He says that actually that just as a lioness appears like a, just as a lioness appears fierce to somebody whom she is going to attack or who is to her prey, but the lioness appears very sweet and soothing to her baby. Similarly, Narasimhadev appears very affectionate to his devotees. They see even his anger as a manifestation of his love for his devotees. So the point is that there are special provisions for worshipping certain devatas for specific material purposes, but there is also the recommendation that we worship the Supreme Lord for whatever purpose we have. So similarly, there are forms of the Lord. So there are worshipable forms, not necessarily forms of the Lord. There are worshipable forms of some worshipable intermediate beings like the devatas, like say Kali, that are meant for people who are in tamoguna. But the forms of the Lord are so multifaceted that there are some forms which may attract even people who are in tamoguna. And that they become attracted to the violence, then by that, if they become attracted to the Lord, that is yena kena prakarana mana Krishna niveshit. So that means there are three levels of answers to this. First is that, yes, there are specific arrangements for different levels of people, but then although Krishna or Krishna Vishnu worship is for the highest level, it is also accommodating to include everyone. Second point is that Krishna is not just violent, as Narasimhadev is not violent, he is also very benevolent as is seen by his devotees. And thirdly, if somebody can come to the level of appreciating the Lord in any manifestation, that is auspicious. So Narasimhadev's manifestation of anger, that attracts people from ignorance, and that attracts even devotees who are not necessarily in ignorance, but they may still have some residual violent tendencies. So Prabhupada told some devotee who told him that I feel very angry sometimes. Prabhupada says, you remember Lord Narasimhadev and remember his anger. Rather than venting out your anger, you remember his anger. So what will happen? Through that connection of anger, one will become connected to Krishna. So the point is, yeah, the Lord accommodates us. And certainly, Narasimhadev's worship is transcendental. And his form is such that transcendentalists can worship him, people in goodness can worship him, and people who are in Tamoguna can also become attracted to worship. Thank you. Hare Krishna.